Give the Needhams a great cornerstone welcome, would you please?
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Everyone do this with me. Come on. Work some of those donuts off. Give me streams of living water, springing from the Spirit deep inside. Give me streams of living water, flowing from the fountain of life. Give me streams of living water, springing from the Spirit deep inside. Give me streams of living water, flowing from the fountain of life.
She came for water at the wrong time of day, avoiding angry eyes and the cruel things that the others say. She met a man who told her everything she ever did. Drop from this well, you will never thirst again.
Give me streams of living water, springing from the Spirit deep inside. Give me streams of living water, flowing from the fountain of life.
She was amazed at the truth, the way he spoke. Somewhere deep inside, she felt a little spring of hope. Waves of forgiveness washing over her, restoring her. It came from Jesus, the source of living water.
Give me streams of living water, springing from the Spirit deep inside. Give me streams of living water, flowing from the fountain of life. Oh, give me streams of living water, springing from the Spirit deep inside. Give me streams of living water, flowing from the fountain of life.
I've never had a friend so kind and true. you brought me through. Lord, I'm glad I have a friend like you.
I'm thankful for your mercy. I'm thankful for your grace. I'm thankful for the cross where you took my place. And Jesus, I love you. Set me free. You gave me a brand new life when you died on Calvary.
Lord, I'm glad I have a friend like you. I never had a friend so kind and true. All the burdens you helped me carry, all the times you brought me through. Lord, I'm glad I have a friend like you. All the burdens you helped me carry,
all the times you brought me through.
Lord, I'm glad I have a friend. I'm so glad you are my friend. Lord, I'm glad I have a friend like you.
Thank you. Here's a song that Diane wrote for us. It says, why pray when you can worry?
2, 3, 4.
Clutching that fear, pulling your hair, chewing on your nails, knowing it isn't fair. Chomping at the bit and pacing back and forth. Why bother talking to the Lord?
Why hand it all to Jesus? Why lay it at His throne? Why would you give Him all the fear and dread that you have known? The endless days and sleepless nights are everything your life was meant to be. So why when you can worry?
There's a lump in your throat, a knot in your chest. Butterflies turn into a hornet's nest. The wheels of your mind, they won't ever stop, waiting for the shoe to drop.
Why hand it all to Jesus? Why lay it at His throne? Why would you give Him all the fear and dread that you have known? The endless days and sleepless nights are everything your life was meant to be. So why pray when you can worry? Jesus, why lay it at His throne? Why would you give Him all the fear and dread that you have known? The endless days and sleepless nights are everything your life was meant to be. So why pray? The endless days and sleepless nights are everything your life was meant to be.
Thank you so much. Boy, I like that song. I don't care if you did write it. I still like it. Yeah. It is such an honor and a privilege for the Needhams to be here with you, ladies and gentlemen. We make our home in the Nashville, Tennessee area, and the Needhams are just a family of singers, songwriters, and musicians that travel all over this nation telling the telling people the good news of the gospel through song. And I got to tell you, ever since we met your pastor and his family, I've been excited about being here. And I know the rest of the families, every one of the Needhams, everybody on the stage, we are thrilled to be here in the great town of Exeter, Maine. It's good to be here with you all. And it's our hope and our prayer that these songs we're singing for you, a lot of them are original songs that Diane and I have written. We'll do some familiar ones. It's our hope and our prayer that these songs will be an encouragement to you in your walk with the Lord. And so far this morning, we've sang all original songs. But, you know, I love some of the old hymns of the church. Anyone here like some of those old hymns? Yeah. That's what we grew up singing. Don't get me wrong, I love the new worship music as well. But I want to sing an old hymn of the church, guys. And I want to sing this acapulco. How do you say it again?
Acapulco.
We're going to do some singing with no music, y'all. All right? Now, when you sing that way, everybody needs to know what they're doing. So, Diane, I want you to take the lead on this, all right? And Steve, you grab your mic, you come on out here. I want you to sing the low tenor part. That's the bottom of the triad. I'm going to take the alto. Well, when a dude sings it, they don't call it alto. They call it high baritone. So I'm going to do that. And we got the, and Dad, do you think you could sing the bass part for us on this song?
I'll try.
Well, he had a good breakfast, I can tell you. So let's do this, guys. Let's sing It Is Well With My Soul. Sing that for us.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well,
it is well with my soul,
with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole,
is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul.
It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's our hope and our prayer as a family this morning you're able to say it as well with my soul. And let me take a moment and introduce the family to you so you know us by name. And let me start at the beginning. And the beginning for us is this guy right here. This is my dad. And, you know, it's amazing. He got his start in country music. He played on stage with guys like Lefty Frizzell and Marty Robbins. But at the age of 25 in Gardner, Massachusetts, He was at a Jack Wirtzen crusade, heard the gospel, accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that changed the trajectory of our family dramatically. And we call him our walking, talking miracle because back in 2007, he was diagnosed with two types of cancer. The doctor looked at him and said, Mr. Needham, you need to get your house in order. You got 2 months to live. We had people all over this nation praying for him. And he walked back into his doctor's. In December of that same year, that doctor who gave him the death sentence looked at him and said, Mr. Needham, I can't explain this, but you're cancer-free. And that's a big praise the Lord. Yeah.
It's God.
And Dad's got a quick wit. He looked at that doctor and said, you can't explain it, but I think I know what happened. Prayer changes things. And we want to encourage you this morning, if you're praying for somebody or something, don't ever give up on prayer because God hears and answers prayer. Nothing is impossible with him. And I'm very thankful. He does a great job playing the acoustic guitar, plays the harmonica for us. How about a nice main welcome for David Needham?
Thank you.
Along with us, too, is my mom, Eileen. She's right down here. Now, we're based out of Nashville, but he was born in Massachusetts, and she was born in Fall River, Massachusetts. So you got two New Englanders among you here this morning. But Mom, wave at everybody. How about a nice hand for Eileen Needham? You glad to see Eileen? Yeah. Their daughter is my sister, this lovely lady right here. Diane writes the majority of songs that the Needhams record on stage. She does a great job playing the acoustic guitar, plays the mandolin for us. And I might be a little partial. I think she does a pretty good job singing lead for us as well. How about a nice welcome for Diane Needham Mummert?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Diane's husband is this guy right here, does a great job playing the drums. And, you know, he's versatile. Not only if you need him to sing a low baritone part, he can do it. If you need him to go up and hit a high tenor note, he can do it. And not only does he have all that musical talent, but he runs all this technology you see back here. They don't let me touch the technology. Because one time I went to turn a microphone on, I almost launched a missile at North Korea. And they said, you don't touch it no more, Dave. We don't need an international incident. But he comes to us from Hanover, Pennsylvania. How about a nice welcome for Mr. Steve Mummert.
Oh, thank you so much. The gentleman doing most of the talking, he is the MC for the group. If you can't tell by now, he's our resident comedian as well. He keeps things light on the road for us. But beyond that, he's the owner and the manager of the group. He does a lot of behind-the-scenes work for us, does all our bookings, does a lot of songwriting for the group. He's responsible for most of the arranging on our harmony parts. And I think he's doing a great job singing and playing bass guitar for you this morning. If you would you make Mr. Dave Needham welcome?
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, in the day and age we're living in, it doesn't take long to look round about us to realize that the world we're living in is changing. And it's changing drastically. And it's not for the better. You know, things that are so-called normal today would have been absurd just 10, 20, 30 years ago. You know, and sometimes people wonder, well, what can we do? Well, the most important thing and the first thing as Christians we should do is pray. Because God will respond to the prayers of his people. Amen. No, in fact, in his word, he commands us to pray for those in authority over us. And there's no stipulation to it. It doesn't say if you like them or you like their policies. It says pray for them. So we need to lift up our leaders. We can pray for our men and women in the military, our first responders. We can pray for situations in our friends' lives, our families' lives, or personally. But there's one group of people in particular I think we need to pray for today, and that's our children. You know, with social media and everything that's going on in this world, there's just so much information being thrown at them these days that it's very confusing. And Diane wrote a song we'd like to sing for you now. This is simply a prayer, and I want you to listen to words of it. It says, I pray for the kids. Lord, I come before you and I'm grateful. I know you hear and answer prayer. And your grace is greater than my burdens. And nothing is too hard for you to bear.
silencing my doubts and all my questions, choosing to hold on to simple faith. I place every need I have in your hands, kneeling boldly at your throne of grace. Pray for my friends and family, you bless and keep them safe. And I pray for all our soldiers, they're standing in harm's way. I lift up all our leaders, Lord, make them strong and wise. And help us hold on to freedom, forgive our sin and pride. This is not the world I grew up in, so I pray for the kids. Father, I'm so thankful for your mercy. Your goodness merits my best praise. I ask for forgiveness and revival. We have grown complacent in our ways. I ask for your angels around my children. Guard them every time they step outdoors. And bring back our love for unborn babies. They don't seem to matter anymore. I pray for my friends and family, you bless and keep them safe. And I pray for all our soldiers, they're standing in harm's way. I lift up all our leaders, Lord, make them strong and wise. Help us hold on to freedom, forgive our sin and pride. This is not the world I grew up in, so I pray for. Sin and pride. This is not the world I grew up in. It's so dark and it's so full of sin. So most of all, I pray for the kids.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do another brand new song for you, and this is a song that Diane wrote for our latest recording, and it's based in a verse in Psalms. You know, this life that we're living in, you ever notice how crazy things are? It seems like every day there's less and less time to do things, and this song just reminds us to be still and know that He is God and that He's in control. You listen as Diane sings the song that she wrote.
I've been moving at a frantic pace, no room to breathe, no time to waste. Needing comfort for my weary soul, how do I slow down? Oh, I don't know. But He's calling me to a place of peace. Be still. He's in control, and I am not so beasted. My heart, all my certainties are scattered now since my whole world came crashing down. How am I supposed to run this race when it's so hard to walk by faith? But His word shows me He is all I need. Be still my heart and know that He is God. He's in control.
Thank you so much. I want to do this now. We're change things up a little bit. Something I'm very thankful for is a good Christian wife. And the Lord has blessed my wife and I with three kids. They're all girls. Yeah, I'm outnumbered terribly. I really am. And what? Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I'm sorry. And I'm glad you got the memo about black and white. That's good. You're looking good. Yeah. And when we got married, my wife, Karina, joined the Needhams as a singer and a songwriter. But when the girls got to be school age, right, she looked at me, she says, Dave, you know, I love to travel, I love to sing, but to me, my highest calling is to be these girls' mom. And I appreciate my wife, I really do. I tell people if she ever left me, I'd go with her. I would. But my oldest daughter, she's working at a place that's relatively new to Tennessee. I don't know if anyone here in this part of Maine has ever heard of it. It's called Dunkin' Donuts. Of course you've heard of it. That's as New England as clam chowder and the Red Sox, you know. But she needed a ride, so Karina, so I'll stay back with her. She's got to work some hours and stuff. But I have my middle daughter and youngest daughter. It would be all right if they came up and sang a song for you. They're coming anyway, so. The older of the two, she is going to be 16 this month. She's 15. Down in Tennessee, you can get your driver's permit at 15. So if you're down in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, y'all stay off those sidewalks, you know. But her name is Ariana, and this one over here, she is 13 years old. Her name is Kayliana. How about a nice welcome for the Needham sisters?
Yeah.
We're going to put Kayliana to work first. We're going to have her sing a song for you. This is one that Diane wrote back in 2009. And it's funny, we get a lot of requests for this song, but nobody calls it by its title. The official title of this song is Standing on the Promises, but nobody calls it that. Everyone calls it the Blah, Blah, Blah song. And you'll find out here in just a minute. Technical difficulties, please stand by.
Oh,
a deceiver. The Bible tells us he's the father of lies. And he whispers to believers to bring confusion and compromise. Oh my.
Blah, 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 devil gets to walking. No, there ain't no way I'm listening to your talking. I got the sword of the Lord, so you better hit the road.
I'm standing on the promises. Oh, the Savior is our example of how to live a life of victory. These are scriptures, so very simple. Resist the devil and he has to flee. Yo, bye-bye.
Blah, 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 devil gets a walking. No, there ain't no way I'm listening to you talking. I got the sword of the Lord, so you better hit the road.
I'm standing on the promises. Devil gets you walking. Oh, you're wasting my time. You better hit the road. Devil behind me. Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Devil gets you walking. No, there ain't no way I'm listening to you talking. I got the sword of the Lord, so you better hit the road. Blah, blah, blah. Devil gets to walking, no, there ain't no way I'm listening to you talking.
I got the sword of the Lord, so you better hit the road. I got the sword of the Lord, so you better hit the road.
I got the sword of the Lord, so you better hit the road.
I'm standing on the promises. Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You know, it's funny when the girls get off in May out of school, and they actually start school tomorrow, so they might miss a little bit of that first day, you know. But I said to them, I said, hey, guys, you've been around the house all summer. I said, why don't you pack a bag and hit the road with me? And we're going to be doing a lot of different concerts, and we'll see some stuff. I said, what do you think? You want to come along with me? And the two of them looked at me and went, no. And I said, what are you talking? I said, we're going to meet some great people. We're going to be singing to all kinds of folks. And I said, you know, I'll let you sing some music or sing some songs. And the oldest one here, Ariana, looked at me and she said, do we get paid? I said, well, yeah, the Bible says the workman is worthy of their hire. I'll pay you something. And the youngest one over there, Kayleana, she looked at me and she said, Father, we've reconsidered. We'd be delighted to go with you. I don't know what their terms are. We'll find out. But I want Ariana to sing a song for you. This is an old hymn of the church, and I love seeing young people singing some of those old hymns. And if you haven't heard this song, it's about time you did. You listen as she sings.
Thank you.
tonight, or this morning, if you don't hear anything else that we sing or say, you may walk out the door and forget who played what instrument. You may forget who wrote which song. You may forget who sang which harmony part. You may even forget the punchline of one of my stupid jokes. It don't matter. All that matters is that you hear this. God loves you. And he loved you so much, friend, that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to this earth. And if you haven't made a commitment to Jesus Christ, you've never asked him to be your Savior and Lord, friend, it's so simple, but it's the most important decision you could ever make in your life, is knowing for sure that heaven would be your home. You know, this world will tell you, well, you know, that's good that you believe in Jesus, but maybe there's some other ways I can get to heaven. But Jesus didn't say that, did he? In John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the only way here this morning. And if you've never accepted him, all you got to do is say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and in my life and make you the Lord of my life. Forgive me my sin. I turn from that and I turn toward you. It's just that simple. And I think we've got time. Can we do one more song for you this morning? Would that be all right? You don't mind? Okay.
Thank you.
We were going to do it anyway, but thank you. That means a lot. It really does. Hey, before we do that, I'm not going to do a big, long infomercial or anything like that, but I do want to make mention that we do have a table set up. Everything we're singing this morning and again tonight is available on CD. We have USBs, but we want to highlight a few things. We have our latest CD. It's called More. It has that song that Steve sang for you, that Diane wrote. This is the one about the kids. Also, Be Still is on there. And we also have another one called The Best of the Needhams, .. so far, because we ain't done yet. But this is a lot of the most requested songs, songs like Streams of Living Water, It Is Well With My Soul, some that we'll do tonight. And the girls have a CD, too. It's a five-song CD, and we sell that for like $5. It has that song, the blah, blah, blah song on there, and some pretty ballads as well. And our CDs are $15, two for 20. After that, they're 10 bucks a piece, and we got a special six-pack of CDs for 50. We have what we call the Definitive Collection USB. Has 85 songs on it, not just the music, all the lyrics are there, all the artwork and pictures, and there's a bonus video of Steve, Diane, and myself singing It Is Well With My Soul a cappella at the Grand Canyon, okay? And I think we got a price list out there, so that's all I'll say about that. We do have band T-shirts. We have those available in sizes small all the way up to, what, 4 or 5X? What is it? 3X. Where's our 4 and 5? We got a lot of big fans, apparently, but yeah, we've got T-shirts. They're in black and gray. It says the Needhams on it. Of course, it says Be Still, He Is God, and they're 15 or 2 for 25, and we got to deal with the CDs. But either way, come back and see us, and again, we're going to be in concert tonight. So listen, if you enjoy the Needhams this morning, call a friend or a loved one and invite them to be here tonight. Now, you might be on the other side of the fence. You didn't like anything we did here this morning. You don't like my bass playing, you don't like my singing, that's fine. Call someone you don't like and invite them, all right? But we'll see you in church tonight, I hope. All right, yeah. All right, hey, we're going to leave you with this song right here. You know, growing up, I see a lot of young people here, and that encourages me, it really does. But, you know, I'm thankful for Christian parents. But when I was young, like a lot of kids nowadays, I thought I lived under constant oppression. I did. But, you know, the older I get, the smarter my parents become. It's so true. Like, oh, that's why they said that. That's why they wouldn't let me do that. But, you know, one thing my mom, Eileen, was a big stickler on when we were growing up. She'd look at the two of us. She'd say, Diane, Dave, the two of you can listen to any kind of Christian music you want. But it better be Christian music. So we were in the car. She'd have the Christian radio station on. At home, she had an old record player. And we listened to all the gospel groups, and that's what we listened to. But Mom wasn't always around. One day, I was flipping through the stations on the radio, and I heard a song. I don't know if anyone here in this part of Maine has ever heard this song before. It's a song entitled, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Well, I heard that song, and instantaneously, I became a fan of the Charlie Daniels Band. Well, every chance I could, I'd go sneak over to the radio, and I'd listen to that song. Till one day, Mom came in, and she caught me red-handed. She walked in, and she said, what are you listening to? I said, Mom, it's okay. The devil loses in this song. I don't remember what happened after that. You know, as songwriters, and Diane can tell you this too, you're influenced by different artists you hear growing up. And I always loved the Charlie Daniels Band. Well, he got saved a few years later. He accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, started recording Christian music. And in fact, before he passed away, he was attending the same church that Steve and Diane attend there in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And boy, that inspired me. In fact, it inspired me so much that it inspired me to write a Charlie Daniels gospel song. So I got a piece of paper. And I got a pen. I got off into a room all by myself. And boy, the words and the melody had just started to flow. And I got all done. And I ran and I sang the song to the family. And they actually liked it. There's a first time for everything. So we recorded this song a few years back. And it's probably our most requested song. We're going to leave you with this. I'm going through. I'm prone to wander and sometimes go astray. My feet may take me from the narrow way. But I made my decision. I'm gonna be true. I'm going through with Jesus. I'm going through.
I'm going through.
I'm going through this lonesome valley.
I'm going through.
I'm going through this hard trial.
And when I see.
And when I
it's glory someday. I'm going through.
I'm going through. His word is a lamp that lights my path. I will not turn around, even when the way grows dim. Even when Satan tells me why even try, I'll keep pressing for the mark till I reach the other side.
I'm going through
this lonesome valley.
I'm going through
this hard trial.
And when I see
the
gates of glory someday,
I'm going through this hard trial.
And when I see
the gates of glory someday, I'm going through.
And when I see
the gates of glory someday, everybody in this house, come on, do this right here. His word is a lamp that lights my path. I will not turn around, even when the way grows dim. Even when Satan tells me, oh, I even try, I'll keep pressing for the mark till I reach the other side.
I'm going through
this lonesome valley.
I'm going through
this hard trial.
And when I see
the gates of glory someday,
I'm going through.
Sing it one more time,
Diane.
I'm going through this hard trial.
And when I see
the gates of glory someday,
I'm going through.
Now take your time.
I'm going through.
God bless y'all.